Alan moves through a crowded party at Loxley Manor.
Excuse me. Guy, there's a messenger outside with a letter, but he's insisting he gives it to the Lord of the Manor in person.
Is it from Lady Marian?
No, he says it's from the King.
The King?
They head outside.
So where is he then?
Well, he was here a minute ago.
He thought Robin was still Lord of the Manor. Maybe he found out he wasn't and ran off.
And what fool told him that?
It's not a secret, is it?
Fool. Get after him, I want that letter.
Yeah.
He won't get far. He's only on foot. Huh?
Hey, guards, come on.
Happy birthday, Gisborne. Party going well, is it?
We've got a problem.
A man called McClellan hobbles through the forest on crutches, one of his legs wooden below the knee. Alan strikes at him with his...
Just give us the letter, we'll let you go, all right?
No!
Alan strikes at him again. McClellan defends himself with his crutches and sends Alan to the ground. Gisborne's soldier swings his sword at him and McClellan strikes him across the face. McClellan hurries away, revealing that he's got a small basket strapped to his back. McClellan stops by a tree, takes off his wooden leg and ties a rope to it.
Come on! Look, you've got the most distinctive tracks in the forest! You might as well give up now!
This way!
McClellan throws his wooden leg up into the tree, snagging it between two branches, and pulls himself up. He pulls the rope up behind him while Alan and Gisborne's men scour the forest. He wedges the basket between two branches, then looks down at the search party. Alan looks at the tracks on the ground. McClellan glances up at his wooden leg, starting to give way. Alan looks up. The leg breaks and McClellan plummets to the ground. Alan and the soldiers approach him.
Give us the message from the King.
It's for Robin of Loxley in his eyes only.
Just give it to me or we'll take it from you.
A soldier raises his sword, but suddenly an arrow penetrates his armor. He drops to the ground, revealing Robin behind him.
Don't you know it's rude to read other people's mail?
Deep in the heart of England lives a legend. Robin Hood, Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, and Keith Allen. Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, Anjali J. Episode 9, Lardner's Ring, written by John Fay.
By the time you get close enough to use those swords, you'll be so full of arrows you'll look like hedgehogs.
Robin and Marian are aiming their bow and arrows. Gisborne's soldier runs away.
So, this is what Gisborne's dog's body does, is it?
Not his dog's body. I'm his right-hand man.
Oh. I couldn't face myself in the morning if I was you.
I count my money in the morning.
While you two are squabbling, there's a man in agony over there.
Run back to your master. Go on.
Go on! Run!
Do you practice little speeches like that?
Like what?
You'll be so full of arrows you'll look like hedgehogs.
No, it just came to mind.
You practice, don't you?
No.
Robin!
Shh. I know you. Save your strength.
Lardner! Lardner!
Another of Gisborne's men runs off behind them.
It's the royal seal. It is from Richard.
In the banqueting hall.
So, where are they, Gisborne?
They'll be here.
Woodcock! Sir Guy, birthday treat. Shall I get started?
If you must.
The old man, I'd better get to him before Robin does.
Robin reads the letter.
He wants reinforcements. He wants more men. He still has no idea. He has no idea what's happening in England.
The message you sent with Carter can't have reached the king yet.
Well, many a courier get intercepted. I mean, the proof of that's right here in front of you. He wants me to send a note back with Lardner, telling him how many men I can recruit and when I'll arrive.
Well, you can't do that now, can you?
But this isn't Lardner. This is McClellan. This is Lawrence McClellan.
Well, then who's Lardner?
The fool's entertaining the party guests.
Richard the Lionheart, they call him.
Now, going into battle in a foreign land, it's not the heart of a lion you want, is it? Huh? Since when did a heart hurt anybody? Huh? Come on, then. Come on. I've got the heart of a lion. You can imagine the Saracens translating that, can't you? He's got the what of a lion? The teeth? The jaws? The claws? No! The heart. Richard the Lion Claw, Jerusalem's yours. Come in, sit down, help yourself. Lion heart.
It's good, very good.
Forget about it. It's no wonder it's taking him so long over there, is it?
The sheriff and Gisborne smile.
Mind you. It's better than his brother, isn't it? Prince John. What's Prince John doing? Sitting at home, heart of a dormouse.
Prince John is a friend of mine.
It's a joke. It's what I do. I do other things. Let's try some soothsaying. Sit down. I'll make some predictions and then I'll make them come true. Someone in this room will bear their buttocks to the sheriff tonight.
Take that man to the dungeons now!
No, hang on, prediction two. Sir Guy's joint will rise from the dead.
What's that supposed to mean?
Your woodcock, Sir Guy. I can bring it back to life.
Get rid of him.
No, you like my third prediction. It's about Prince John. One day, Prince John will be King of England.
I know that already.
But did you know that there's something in Nottingham that can stop him?
Like what?
Lardner's ring.
What is Lardner's ring?
Well, let me go and I'll tell you.
Lock him in the cell overnight, flog him in the morning, and then he'll tell us. Now that really is funny.
You should listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. Ah! The first prediction. I told you, and the others will follow. Beware the power of Lardner's ring.
What is Lardner's ring?
The basket is still perched on the tree, while down below, Marion finishes burying McClellan.
I know I'm meant to be loyal and obedient, but the king doesn't know the fact. And once he does, he'll return home.
And this is no time for you to go back to the Holy Land.
We're agreed then.
Absolutely.
Robin nods. Marion stands up from the grave and they both bow their heads.
Would you like to say a few words?
Robin nods.
Go on then.
Will you marry me?
What?
She beams, and Robin looks pensive.
The first time I held my bow, I knew. It felt right. Like it had been made for me. And that's how I feel about you. I promised your father I would protect and look after you. But it works both ways. I look after my bow because it protects and looks after me. Together we're stronger.
Marion's eyes well with tears.
So.
He gets down on one knee.
Marion, will you marry me?
Of Robin, of every single man in the world, you are the only one.
Well, is that a yes?
Will you let me finish?
I'm sorry.
The only one who would propose over a fresh grave by comparing me to your weapon.
Well, is that a no?
Who'll give me away?
I can ask the king.
So we find Lardner and bring the king home. Defeat the sheriff. And then get married.
Well, that sounds like a plan.
They embrace tightly and kiss. In the dungeon, a guard leads a prisoner down some steps.
Move, you worm!
In a cell, a jailer searches the fool, and a dove flies out of the fool's pocket.
What's that?
It's a dove.
Well, I've seen it all now.
The fool removes the jailer's belt.
Here, why'd you keep a bird in your pocket?
Why'd you keep a worm in your pants?
The jailer pulls his trousers up.
You should keep an eye on that belt of yours.
The jailer storms out. Gisborne returns with the soldiers.
Where is he?
He's dead.
What about the message?
Well, we got part of it, yeah. But Robin turned up.
Turned up! And got his message?
I don't know. Look, he kind of took us by surprise. All we heard him say was Lardner, that was it.
Lardner, that's what he said.
The sheriff pulls the arrow out.
I blame you for this! You had him on your doorstep, and you let him escape, you and your imbeciles! Six legs against one, and the one got away!
The sheriff lifts the lid of a silver salver, revealing a live dove. It flies around the room, everyone staring at it in astonishment.
There's an explanation. There is always a rational explanation.
In the dungeons.
We know McClellan and the fool spoke together, so something was said about the Ring of Lardner.
It's got some kind of coded description on it.
It's no problem. We'll just torture the fool until he tells us. He's disappeared.
The cell's empty.
I know that, you blithering oaf!
The sheriff storms off, followed by Gisborne. A white dove is perched on the bars of the cell. Loxley Village.
Know anyone called Lardner?
The villager shakes his head.
Have you ever known or heard of anyone or anything called Lardner?
He rips a ring from his finger.
Lardner's ring, what is it? What is it?
Alan drags along an old lady.
Tell us where it is, or we will take every ring in this village.
Jack to Will.
Must be some kind of ring tax.
Alan's with them.
The villagers are being searched.
Leave me alone! I don't know anything!
Right, you've had your chance. Lose the ring, or lose the finger. Somebody knows where Lardner is. Somebody.
Did you say Lardner?
Does that mean something to you?
I don't know anything.
So, when the sand runs out, the finger comes off.
Outlaws camp.
Watch. When we were in the Holy Land, do you remember anybody called Lardner?
No. Why?
Because I had to find him. Where's Will and Jack?
They said they've gone to get some honey.
They'll be back soon.
That's what they're gone for. But why does it need two of them, hmm? Honey is one of those things.
What things?
Well, what do you call it when you use a sweet, innocent word, but what you really mean is something else?
A lie.
No.
A euphemism?
Euphemism. Exactly. Yes, there's a bit too much honey going on around here, if you ask me. Will and Jack nipping off together.
You two going for long walks in the forest?
He's jealous.
Well, what happened to fighting for justice and rebelling against the sheriff? We should be sticking together. Instead, we're splitting into couples. To be perfectly honest, I don't fancy mine much.
Clapping his arm around little John.
Anyway, while you two have been off gallivanting, we've had to...
We haven't been gallivanting.
I know what you've been up to.
We've been burying a corpse in the forest.
Is that a euphemism?
Gisborne stares at the sand running through the hourglass.
Speak now and spare this woman's finger. Say nothing. Your silence proves your guilt.
Can we risk it?
Hmm? Yeah, we have to.
Nothing.
I'll take him the long way round, lead him away from camp.
Stop! I know who Lardner is. And I know about his ring.
Let the woman go.
You're in Robin Hood's gang, aren't you?
Let the woman go!
Gisborne lets go of the old woman's hand.
Now, tell me about Lardner.
You'll have to catch us first!
Get up!
Jack and Will run to their horses. Will struggles to untie his horse from its post. A soldier swings his sword at him. Will ducks and hits the soldier with his axe, then elbows another in the face. Soldiers charge over on their horses. One of them plows into Will, pulling him onto the ground, and puts a knife against his throat. Will holds up his hands in surrender. Gisborne and Alan gallop after Jack. They charge through the forest. Gisborne holds up his hand, bringing Alan and the other two soldiers to a halt. As they ride away, Jack emerges from a hiding place and runs off. Her horse gallops out of the trees and the fool puts his hands up to it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa there, horsey. This is my lucky day, this is.
Gisborne and his men spot him.
Oh, it was.
He pats the horse. At the outlaw camp.
Robin.
What's happened?
It's Gisborne. He's in Loxley, terrorizing the people.
What?
He's searching for Lardner's ring.
The sheriff's examining the lid of the salver.
Ah, Gisborne the Gullible. Got something to show you. First you see it, then you don't. There it is, and there it isn't.
Yeah, what's your point?
He lifts up the lid, making an apple disappear.
How did you do that?
You simply pull up on the handle here. The claw grabs hold of the bird. You lift up the lid, bird's gone. The cooked bird has been hollowed out. You put a live dove inside it and then la-di-da-di-da, plate full of bird's wings. Hmm? Your fool, he's no sorcerer, he's no soothsayer, and he cannot predict the future.
He was right about Lardner's ring, though. Bring him in!
Alan and the guards bring in the fool and Will. They put them on their knees in front of the sheriff.
Back home, my uncle had a friend, the Sultan's official pigeon handler.
Wait, he handles pigeons?
Yes, he handles pigeons.
Job, I suppose?
It's a very important job, much. Now, the Sultan's very best pigeon, the smallest and quickest one, was a pigeon called La Daner.
Right. Right. Does he have a ring? And if he does, what's so special about it?
The Saracens use pigeons to carry messages. They put the message on a little ring tied to the bird's foot, and then they let it fly off. It doesn't matter how far away the bird is when you let it go, because it will always find its way home, carrying the message with it.
But it isn't their home they're searching for. It is their mate. All you have to do is split the two of them up. And a pigeon will carry a message to the ends of the earth faster and straighter than any man ever could. Just to be with the one they love.
So we could get a message to King Richard halfway across the world in no time at all?
A matter of days.
Well, that's incredible.
My question is, Why is the Sultan's best pigeon being used by King Richard?
Well, maybe they formed an alliance or something.
Or maybe King Richard and his army have helped themselves. If they've got La Denaire, they've got the Sultan. And if they've got the Sultan, they've got everyone.
Looking troubled, Marion goes close to Robin.
We have to go back to the tree.
So that's what he had in his box. And the only place he could have left it's up that tree.
You made me sick, you know that? Betraying your old friends. Well, I hope you're enjoying it, Alan. I can live with myself.
Ah, well, you won't have to for much longer, you see. The penalty for being in Robin Hood's gang is death!
Right, well, I'm glad I could have been of service. I think my work here is done. Could I go now?
You can go, of course, with him to the gallows. Hang them both! And feed their carcasses to the birds! Come along, Isabel. No time to lose.
No, please, have mercy. Don't let her do this to me.
The fool steals Alan's key. Alan spots it.
I do comedy. I don't do tragedy. Please?
Well, we'll see a new swing. It'll be comedy, won't it?
Very good.
The fool shows Will the key, and Will exchanges a look with Alan as he heads out with the sheriff and Gisborne.
If Robin gets the bird, it means the king knows our plans. And the last thing we need is the king and his army coming back to England before we're ready for them. So, we must catch the pigeon. Catch the pigeon now.
The sheriff, Gisborne and Alan mount their horses and ride off.
But if we wait for Will, then we can all go together.
No, we have to go now. Come on.
And if Alan returns with more men?
Yes. John, if they knew where Lardner was, then they wouldn't have terrorised the village. Now, we won't be long. Work on the message till we get back. Now, give me the rope.
Good luck.
Robin and Marion head off together. Meanwhile, Gisborne, the sheriff and Alan, along with some of the sheriff's men, gallop quickly through the forest. Robin leads Marion through the trees, both of them clutching their bows. Robin carries a length of rope under his arm. The sheriff's group ride hard as Robin and Marion reach the tree.
Do you think a bird could fly that distance and still find its way home?
The dove found its way back to Noah's Ark.
How do they do it?
They just follow their hearts.
They smile at each other. The hangman's tying a noose.
Won't be long.
You take your time. No rush. Do you think that contraption's strong enough to hold the two of us?
Last a lifetime, that will. At least your lifetime. I could do your jewelry.
I couldn't do yours.
The fools handed Will the key he stole from Alan so they can unlock their chains. In the forest, Robin's thrown a rope up into the tree and is climbing it. He reaches the first branches and carries on higher up into the leafy canopy.
Can you see it?
That's it, I think.
The wicker basket sits on one of the upper branches.
Can you reach it?
I'm nearly there!
Robin's trying to climb the last few feet when the sheriff's men approach.
Robin! Robin, the sheriff's coming!
Marion grabs her bow and the end of the robe.
And Gisborne's with him!
She starts climbing up to join Robin.
Run! Go without me! I'll hold them off!
The sheriff's men come across McClellan's grave.
Hang on, stop.
Yeah, that's the tree.
They gather around it, while up in the branches, Robin takes aim with his bow and shoots one of the soldiers. He narrowly misses a second.
You're surrounded! You're going nowhere!
Get back on your horse and get reinforcements!
The injured soldier rides off.
What are you doing here?
Hiding.
Great.
He could just wait until it's dark and then release the bird.
It'll be done before nightfall.
Back at the camp.
Come home. No, needs more immediacy.
Come home now.
Come home immediately.
What's the matter with now?
Immediately's better.
Immediately's longer.
What?
Loudness a pigeon, not an eagle. More words, more weight.
It's one word, same as now.
Well, then use now.
Too many cooks!
At the castle.
You know, traditionally, men in your position offer men in our position a last request.
I don't hold the tradition.
It's just a little thing. Would you scratch my nose? I've got an itch.
Let the devil scratch it. You'll see him soon enough.
There's a guy's got Robin Hood trapped up a tree. Got every available man down there now. Get your horses. Quick!
One last chance. While no one's looking, let us go. We'll say no more about it, yeah? I'm a performer. I can't die without an audience. It's an insult to my profession.
He stabs the hangman.
I told you to keep an eye on that belt.
Back in the forest.
I mean, they don't know you're up here. If I make a run for it, they'll follow me. You can escape with Larden.
They're coming back.
Two soldiers hold shields up while Alan follows behind with an axe. Robin shoots one in the foot, then Marion hits their shield. Then Robin takes careful aim and knocks Alan's axe out of his hand. He fires again at the last shield.
That is a complete waste of arrows.
It's just giving Alan something to think about.
Think about us, running out of arrows.
Look, look, they're retreating.
Alan hides behind a tree.
I have an idea. Do not let them escape while I'm gone.
I'll be dead by the time you get back.
I won't hold my breath.
Robin and Marion watch as the sheriff rides off.
Maybe you could use me as a hostage.
What?
You know Gisborne's feelings for me. He might let you go if he thought it meant getting me back.
Are you mad?
I could say I was on my way home to him and you ambushed me in the forest.
I'd never fall for it. And how would that look? Robin Hood takes Lady Marion hostage.
Yes, us dying together might look better, but it won't bring the king home.
Even if Gisborne fell for it, the sheriff wouldn't.
The sheriff's gone. While Gisborne's in charge, Robin, this could be our last chance.
No! It's not happening.
Robin, have you got a better idea?
At the camp.
Right. Your Majesty, no reinforcements. John plans to steal your throne.
Plots. Plot is a better word.
Plots is better.
Your Majesty, no reinforcements. John plots to steal your throne. Come home now. Short, sharp, and to the point.
I, lad, make peace before come home. Make peace immediately.
I do like immediately.
But it needs more emotion. Make it bigger, raise the stakes, and alliterate. Alliteration makes it much more memorable.
Where have you come from?
I appear, I disappear. It's what I do. To tell how would spoil the illusion.
He's with me.
I thought you'd been caught.
Madam, Manacle's mere miss to myself and my mate.
You know about the pigeon?
Yes. Robin and Marion have gone to get him.
Yeah, well, so have Sheriff and Gisborne. They've got them trapped up a tree surrounded.
We need to go. Now! Immediately!
The Sheriff's reinforcements reach the tree.
OK, line up! You, over there! Let's get him down! Robin, line up!
Meanwhile, Robin's men run quickly through the forest. Much leads them up a hill, followed by the fool. Much then stops to get his bearings before carrying on again. The sheriff arrives at the castle and dismounts from his horse.
Saddle me up another horse, make it a fast one. I'll be leaving shortly.
He looks up at two hanging bodies that look like Will and the fool.
It's just a matter of time now, Hood. Start saying your prayers.
If they come any nearer, they'll get the same, and I won't be aiming at their feet!
Give me your arrows.
It's not enough.
Well, they don't know that, do they?
Ready?
Yeah?
Move!
A block of 10 soldiers moves forward, their shields held up as cover.
I'll scream. Then I can say you are holding me hostage.
You didn't scream earlier. He's not stupid. I'll deal with this, Marion.
It'll take them hours to cut down this tree. And in that time, the gang will realise something's wrong. Yeah, they'll come and help.
Come, come. Sit still.
I can't hear an axe. What are they waiting for?
Alan throws some liquid around the trunk.
You know what that is, don't you?
It's pitch. It burns hot and it burns fast.
He retreats back under the cover of...
Go!
They move away from the tree. Meanwhile, Robin's men seem to be lost.
Much, I think it's this way.
You think?
Shh! I mean, a shush, we're looking for a tree in a forest!
Shut up and listen!
I hope you're ready, Hood.
I'm sensing it's that way.
You tried to cover me in pitch once, Hood, you remember? Tried to cook me alive in my own armour!
Yeah! I should have gone through with it!
Talking trees are good, but burning bushes are better. And I don't see a trough of water for you to jump into.
If I were bound and gagged, I couldn't scream. So all we have to do...
No!
There's no other way!
Gisborne moves to light an arrow, but Robin knocks it out of his hand.
There's always another way.
Shields!
This is just putting off the inevitable.
You're not going back to him.
I can do more good in the castle.
Marion, I would rather die here than have you go back to...
If you die now, my father died for nothing.
Trust me. I'll get us out of this.
No, you won't! Not without my help. Look, we're in this together. Now tie me up.
Right, listen to me. He's only got two choices now, run or burn. Either way, he's finished. And any bird that leaves those leaves dies in the sky.
There are too many of them. What are we going to do?
After three, open the shield wall. One. Two.
He sets fire to the arrow.
Three!
He's about to be lowered down on a rope, bound and gagged. Robin's men are watching.
Gisborne! If I die, Marion dies!
No! Move! Marion!
Gisborne runs forward and Robin fires an arrow.
So it's true. You still love her. I've found your weakness, Gisborne.
If you harm a single hair on her head, I swear I will kill you. You will die more slowly and more painfully than any man has ever died before.
Well, I thought that was the point.
No. It would have been relatively quick and painless.
You let me go, I'll leave her behind, untouched.
I'll think about it. Everybody back!
Stay together!
Move!
Well, that bought us some time. Any ideas?
We need to make Robin and Marion disappear.
How do we do that?
A puff of smoke.
Careful. Are you all right? I won't leave you behind, but we can make him think that I will.
So now we can all see the famous Robin Hood for who he really is. A common coward. Using an innocent woman as a hostage!
She's not an innocent! She's one of you lot! A pampered parasite living off the backs of the poor!
It's nothing personal.
You can't hide behind a skirt forever. Come down and fight like a man!
Remove your soldiers, Gisborne! Or she dies at sundown!
He wouldn't do that, would he? He's bluffing. This is a siege. All I have to do is wait.
Well, you can't wait too long, no? You know, as soon as the sheriff gets back, she's gonna die.
Will, dressed as a sheriff's soldier, has sneaked in and picked up a torch.
Ready? Let's go.
They all disperse in different directions, then crouch down and start making small fires. As the sparks catch on the dry leaves of the forest floor, small wisps of smoke begin to rise. As soon as it's caught, they move away and the smoke starts to drift towards the tree.
Forest on fire.
It's a smoke screen. You, and you, find the fire, put it out. His men are in the forest. Right, surround the tree. Move! Make sure you can see the man on either side of you at all times. Right, closing the circle, moving!
Will fires an arrow with a rope attached to it up into the tree.
Yes. I know what you're doing, Hood, and it won't work. We're ready for you. Ready and waiting.
Robin reads the note on it.
It's from Will. He's got a plan.
Here.
Will puts the other end of the rope around the tree trunk, and Little John takes a hold of it, keeping it taut.
Good. Horses!
Robin's ready to slide down.
You'll have to put your arms around me.
No. I'm not coming.
Marion, we haven't got time for this!
Then go. Before they see the rope.
We can both go. Now.
I'm staying here. Until you get away safely.
This is about Gisborne, isn't it?
No. Inside us, we both know we belong together. And being apart will tear me apart, but I'm more use in the castle. I can protect you better from there.
It's our only hope. Trust me.
Give me a hand.
No.
Just give me a hand.
Is this a trick?
He takes her left hand and puts a ring on her wedding finger.
It's an engagement ring.
He kisses her hand.
This afternoon we had a plan.
Yes. Find Lardner and bring the king home. Defeat the sheriff and get married in that order, Robin. First things first. This isn't what I want to do. It's what I have to do.
I love you.
I love you too.
They kiss for a long moment. Then Robin, with a pigeon's basket tied to him, puts the center of his bow over the rope and gets ready to slide down it. He flies down between the trees, legs kicking beneath him, and Little John catches him at the bottom.
Where's Marion?
Let's just get out of here. Has Will got everything?
Yes.
Help! Somebody please help me! Robin's gone!
Get after him!
Do not let him release that bird! £50 to the man who killed the pigeon!
He's left me up here to die! Help me!
Marion, I'm coming!
Is the note ready?
Yeah. Where's Marion?
She's fine. Just get out of here and don't let that bird go until you're out of range, right?
Marion ties her wrists together from a hanging rope and lets herself drop painfully while Gisborne climbs the tree.
I'm coming, Marion!
She removes her ring.
Lily there! Marion! Hold on!
Oh, yeah.
Gisborne arrives.
It's all right, I've got you. I've got you. You're coming home with me. You're safe now.
Will and the fool gallop through the forest with the pigeon.
Release the bird! Release him!
The sheriff, sitting on his horse nearby, watching with an amused look on his face. Out and throws the wicker basket on the ground, Then they both ride off again. Alan and some soldiers come across the basket, but as Robin turns round, the pigeon's already flying up between the trees.
Come on!
The soldiers shoot but miss it. Much and Jack watch gleefully as it flies further away. But the sheriff has a hawk.
And fetch.
He lets it go, and the bird flies straight up in the air and snatches the pigeon out of the sky. The sheriff smiles gleefully. Much and Jack are devastated, and Robin looks on in disbelief before riding away into the forest. Later, he's walking down a bank covered in leaves towards the camp where the others are waiting for him. They come out and meet him together.
Cheer up.
What have I got to be cheery about?
Oh, we've got a visitor.
Who are you?
Not him.
The pigeon.
Him. It's Lardner. Say hello.
You're joking.
When you want something to disappear, the trick is to divert the audience's attention.
You switch the birds.
I just happen to have a spare stuck up my sleeve.
Should have attached your verse the note, the decoy bird.
Nah, would have just weighed him down.
Yeah, speaking of decoy birds, is Marion all right with Gisborne?
Yeah, she'll be fine. She can look after herself.
Right, well, hey, do you want to do the honors?
At least we have some hope now.
Yeah. Thanks to Lardner. Good luck, my friend. Safe journey home.
Robin throws the pigeon into the air, and it flies straight up through the trees. Then it's high up in the sky, looking down on the forest as it glides through thin white clouds of mist. Next time.
The sheriff's missing.
Missing?
Find him.
Nottingham is about to be flattened.
I don't think Robin Hood is the problem, but he might be the solution.
Ask.
No! Marry me now. I make it the last thing we do.
Who are you?
I am the man with the plan.
The sheriff is heading for the camp.
It's time.
Get those gates open!
They're coming! They're coming!
You can see that next Saturday, slightly earlier, at 7:10 here on BBC One. Hoping to get on the rich list, it's not what you know, it's how much, as the teams prove who dares wins. Then a security man lets his guard down, an old friend from EastEnders finds himself in casualty at 8:50. Stay with us.